Hey, good morning, Kyle.
And you are representing the upcoming Harvest Ball event. Now, for people who don't know what this is, let's get a little background story.
Yeah, so Harvest Ball is St. Francis Catholic School's largest fundraiser of the year. So this event has evolved into an essential component of our school's financial health. In past years, we've been able to raise between $60,000 and upwards to $75,000 in just one night.
Wow. Okay. So when is it? Where is it? How do we get tickets?
Yeah, good question. So this year's theme is Bella Notte, which means beautiful night in Italian, and it's going to be held November 8th, which is a Saturday evening, Saturday, November 8th, at Midnight Garden here in Marshalltown.
Very good. How do I get a ticket to this?
Great question. So we have some Facebook information on the school's Facebook site. You can find a link to buy tickets, or you can call the school directly if you'd like to write a check. But that online ticket purchase is the easiest thing you can do. So the website is www.bidpal.net/harvestball25. Or you can just simply Google Harvest Ball St. Francis 2025, and you'll be able to find the link.
You know, Brooke, I have so many questions. What should I wear?
Good question. We want people to come comfortably, wear what you want, but the night is leaning a little more formal. So we're thinking cocktail dresses and maybe a nice suit.
I look so good in a cocktail dress. It's yeah. Okay. Okay. Food, is there going to be a meal?
Yeah. So our meal is going to be prepared this year by Eric Boone. He is very well connected to the school. He's alumni. His wife teaches there, and he is making a 4-course Italian meal, starting, of course, with some soup, salad, homemade pasta and sauces, and then dessert is also going to be done by alum, pastry chef Taylor Naughton. She's going to prepare us tiramisu.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds really good. Are there going to be auction items? I know that typically they've had those.
Of course. So the night looks a little like this. People arrive at 5 p.m. That's when we have social hour, and we'll have hors d'oeuvres out for people to enjoy. Dinner is at 6 p.m., and then afterwards, that's when the live auction starts. So Jakey will be there doing the live auction. It's always so much fun. And then we'll also have silent auctions available. So the silent auction closes at the start of the live auction. The cool thing about the silent auction is you can bid from your couch. So if you cannot make it to the event but still want to contribute to the fundraising efforts, you can get online and bid on any auction item directly from your cell phone.
You know, as the product of a Catholic school upbringing, I know it costs a lot of money. It didn't cost me any money, but it cost my parents a lot of money to put me through parochial schools. Is that what the money from the Harvest Ball goes towards? Does it help with tuition? Does it help with just, you know, everything associated with St. Francis?
That's a great question. So the money is usually designated to just making sure that the private school of St. Francis can keep up with the public school systems. You know, we want to make sure that our kids are getting the same amount of technology advancements and safety measures that is being poured in the public schools. And it's our responsibility as the parents and the teachers and the grandparents to make sure funds are getting poured back into the school for our students. So an example is over the summer, the school has upgraded the security system. So, you know, we know how important that is nowadays to make sure the school stays safe. So that is something that's something tangible that we can explain to people that the money is being funded towards. Of course, also classroom things like updated chalkboards, smart boards for the teachers, Chromebooks for the students, so on and so forth.
Gotcha. Visiting today with Brooke Davis, and we are talking about the annual Harvest Ball. Brooke, let's get a date again for the Harvest Ball, and how can I get a ticket?
Yeah, so again, the date is Saturday, November 8th, and it's here in Marshalltown at the Midnight Garden. Tickets can be purchased online at bidpal.net/harvestball25. If you are old school and want to write a check, just pop into the school and we can make sure you get a ticket purchased.
That sounds great. Hey, thank you for all this info, Brooke.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.